Hello, everybody. I'm Michael.
I'm a Johnny.
And this is Anime Casual. Wow. Okay. This is the Weekend Talk, Weekend Talk 131. And it's basically where we cover our seasonal anime that we've been watching week to week. We form it up into a hype list, and that hype list is Trigun Season 1, Episode 10, High Card Season 1, Episode 9. We are watching My Hero, episode 136. And finally, Attack on Titan, special episode number one, final cut, whatever it is.
And then One Piece is not there still.
Yeah, still not there because it's not out and we don't want to talk about it.
And that's your One Piece watch.
Hello, Johnny. This is the One Piece watch. What do you have to report?
Nothing.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, nothing. Okay, so our first one is Trigun. And like normal, lot of talking, but I still really enjoyed it. I think this is the first time I can talk about that. I feel like it's not diverging from the original material in a way. Like, I can't call out every episode now. So mm-hmm. I'm like...
Yeah, I don't know. It's definitely, it's something else. Like you said, it looks nice. It's all very good. Mm-hmm. Still very fun to watch. But, man, it's, like, most of the episodes for a while now have just been kind of just really slow. Just
yeah.
Really, just not much going on. There's a lot Lore. Of, like, intrigue and, mm-hmm. like, setting the mood. I'm playing my piano again with knives. I don't know. Like, he's just so moody and angsty, and he's got to do all this.
Oh, dude, he's so stuff. Moody and angsty. I'm, like, trying to remember, like, even, like, what you remember from the first one. But the guy in the first one was just, like, murderous and evil. Which I'm, like, I kind of would like better a little bit than this Knives.
Yeah.
You know what it's like? It's like Cowboy Bebop. And, I don't remember his name. Vengeance. Whatever that guy's name is.
Oh, you mean the white-haired guy?
Yeah.
I can't remember his name either. You said vengeance for no reason. I was like, I actually get what you mean.
Yeah. And they kind of did that to Knives. I mean, he's not as, like, moody as that guy. But
no, he just plays the piano a lot.
Yeah.
He's like, he's getting it out on the keys. And yeah. I don't know.
And like, he's done, like, two cool things.
Go kill some people. I'm fine with that. Go do that more.
Like, when he sliced that entire bass in half. Or, like, in multiple slices. I was like, that's really awesome.
Yeah.
But I was expecting more shoot-shoot and more laser guns. But I'm still fine with the series as a whole. Like a lot of anime series out there, you know, they need the slowdown before they ramp back up to, you know, kind of give you in, fill you in more backstory the way they're telling it. Sure. And then they jump back into, like, a high action scene, which we may be having next episode. But... like, yeah, I don't know.
That's the thing. I mean, as it seems to be following, there was a bit of action towards, I don't know, being, it's more second half, but, like, I don't know, last third, I feel mm-hmm. like, even less than that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where they go in, the doctor's like, hey, check out all my nomus. I mean, just kidding. They're all flowers. and so he's like, even, and I've got this one, too, which is, like, my newest one. It works pretty well. It's only got the power of like, a... I think I said a factory or like a gate. I don't remember the word, but I was like, that's still a lot, guy. All right. And then the thing just gets pissed off.
Yeah.
It says, oh yeah, nails. And just starts shooting them. And so that was actually pretty crazy.
Oh yeah. That whole like little fight scene. Is yeah. that what you, earlier when I was yelling out what do you feel about the girl? Like you said the plant, cause she's a plant.
Oh, cause you asked if they said her name.
Yeah. Did and they say her name?
I couldn't recall if they said
okay.
her name.
Okay.
To this day, I don't know.
I was wondering, because I was like, so far they used, like, a bunch of the characters that I recognize. So I'm like, I don't think I remember a nail girl, but I do remember doing a ball who shot things out of it. So, I don't know. She has a really cool power and kind of crazy.
Yeah. And then that got resolved. You know, I guess Vash just found her. I actually missed that part. I don't remember how. I don't know what I was doing, but she was chasing him. Being really mean and, you know, shooting giant nails at them. One part I do remember, though, was we lost our gruff
journalist guy. Yeah, we love our gruff guy.
You know, because he got hit. pretty square on with a nail right there. I don't think he was stuck in the elevator.
Poor guy.
To say, you know. But, you know, he has a quick moment with Meryl, you know, like, hey, take my gun. Whatever it's going to do. It's like, hey, you can just run away after this.
Take my pen! My pen! Write a story for me!
That would have been a bit more symbolic, I guess. Like, I got this for 35 years. I hate this pen. Here you go. I don't know. Something like
that. I'm done with writing interviews. I'm done with this.
So, that was pretty sad. You know, he died. And that's too bad.
Yeah.
But, you know, something had to happen.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, then Vash and Nicholas Wolfwood, Wolfman, carry a cross guy.
Yeah.
You know, they came in and stopped everything, stopped her, and she had a headache, I guess. I missed it. I'm going to say it again.
Well, I'm like, then they just ran it out with like, hey, Vash can see knives. And then it was like, okay.
Oh,
wow. Which I think is a good recap of the entire episode. We have a High Card Season 1, Episode 9. And a previous episode, we had the burning down of Finn's orphanage. And that, like, left him in a complete mess.
Mm-hmm.
Because the other thing, Lindsay, we're just going to keep calling him Lindsay. It'd be funny if his name was, like, Ashley or something. I don't know. He basically was like, hey, I don't want to see you back here. You shouldn't be here anyways. Now he has an excuse to never go back because it all burned down.
I can't.
Yeah, exactly. And then this episode, the guy who has the high calorie card was basically like, hey, you got to snap out of it. And then, you know, proceeded to be a fun train fight. But I actually like seeing characters who kind of just like fully break down. Because it really shows them being, like, human.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, like, one of the first times I think Finn is not just, like, a cocky, I can do whatever I want kind of guy.
He's definitely still feeling, you know, the last episode, which is, it is kind of cool, you know, when something happens in one episode and it carries over, you know, continuity-wise. You know, mm-hmm. be like, oh, these characters are actually in a story of some sort versus, you know, every episode is just something new or something.
Like a cartoon or something. Yeah. And that was very apparent as like the first half of the episode went on. And then we got like this cool little train fight after there was some intrigue that I kind of didn't understand and didn't care to really pay attention to, but maybe that's just me, with the prince who died. And then like, there was an interaction between the mafioso guy and we're casuals here. We don't use names, the mafioso guy. And then like, I think the king. Or, like, somebody else higher up. I don't know if you remember. But the background connections of a lot of these characters, I don't know. I don't know anything about. And I'm like, this is probably really cool when it finally gets, like, fully flushed out. Or, like, I really have to pay attention more.
Yeah. I mean, they're doing some cool character stuff here and there. But, I mean, I definitely remember the train stuff. My brain definitely stuck to the train.
Brain train. Brain train.
The six-year-old inside was like, ooh, train.
And that whole fight was really cool. I actually like, was it 2 and 5? The guy,
the bad guys?
Yeah, they're very much like a traditional movie or like TV show where it's like, hey, we put two dumb strong people together and this is what we got.
Yeah, they're pretty nuts, actually. Their cards are pretty gnarly.
Yeah. And, I mean, that's a strong combo, is, like, if you have the power to reshape metal into whatever you want, a lot of things are metal in this world, and then the other guy has the power to, like, collapse anything, which is also crazy. So, they're a good duo. I'm still fresh off of the guy taking the 2 threes and then forming himself into a crazy thing.
Yeah, I want to know what the other card was. Like, one is make everything into marbles.
Yeah.
What was the other card that was like, make yourself into marbles? Like, what? I don't know. I want to know. I would really like to know what that card was, goddammit.
I have no idea. Hey, you're upsetting Johnny. You gotta come back here and explain things to him. Well, I'm also wondering, are we going to see other, like, poker hands? Because that was, like, a pair of threes. Is there somebody who can be, like, a triple, you know, a four of a kind, a three of a kind?
I was gonna say a full house or like straight? A royal flush. I mean, that's what we're really waiting for. probably like the big hands. They're gonna be like, ha ha ha, all of this. I go Super Saiyan, but I don't know. I just, that's a guess.
We'll see if they totally go like poker cards with it.
That'd be fun.
That'd be interesting. Anything else we actually need to talk about?
I'm gonna the train scene, man. That was fun. I mean, that guy was ridiculous. I mean, that guy just hadn't thought anything through, and High Calorie Man was not having it, and it was great. So it was just a fun episode because that guy was nuts. Oh, we did have one moment, which, you know, High Calorie Man, you know, was like, hey, kill Finn. I don't care. Job continues. I'm going to take your card.
Yeah.
That was a pretty tense moment.
Which I think all of that is interesting because he constantly plays the gamble of going like, I'm not going to die. So, you know, do stuff.
Yeah.
We'll all die together. Yeah.
But that's all.
I think now we're going to get into what's actually hype this week. This stuff was really good. High Card was pretty fun. Trigun, interesting. My Hero, on the other hand, I think can be really truncated into like a short description. It's just like Deku versus friends. They have a lovely friend moment, and then he's now going home or going to UA.
Yeah.
So it's not really that much to talk about in the episode, but the fight they had was sick as fuck. It was really cool.
it started slow. I kind of wanted a bit more. I was hoping we were going to get some kind of showcase, you know, of, you know, everybody's abilities. You know, they've been working with Deku, but they've also been listening to Deku and, you know, listening to each other. And so I thought we were going to get just a bit more like, I don't know, just a bunch of flashes of crazy animation, tape guy doing weird Spider-Man stuff. I don't know, just crazy, cool things. And we do get some of that. It started off slower than I think I was expecting.
Yeah.
But then it starts to pick up pretty fast. I will say that.
And they also like do a little shout out to what, season 2, season 3?
Yeah, actually, that was the other thing. It was a cool way to do a, what do you call it? Is that like a, that's not a clip show, right? But like a flashback episode?
Oh, yeah.
Kind of thing? Like a reminisce episode where we go back and look at some of the past scenes. I mean, it was pretty quick, but I mean, I liked how they did that.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't oversaturated with like memories and like, we got to show the entire scene. Like, that's cool. I was fine with it.
Yeah, and I think they did that more through their actions and kind of, we got to see like various upgraded abilities. You know, like Mineta, like doing his little like grape whip instead, and then like totally getting shut down as Deku just gently places him on a building and continues to fly away. That was so funny.
I had such high hopes for Mineta. I really wanted him to do something crazy, like they get him on the ground and then somehow get him to just like pop, 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 pop. You're stuck. But you know, that's fine. He tried. He had a good plan. He tried.
The other side I was gonna hope for is that, for the first time, you just see Deku just rip them apart and be like, whoa. Like the whole thing with Todoroki, that was like, whoa, where he just goes punch and then the ice is like shatters around him. Mm. I'm like, all of this fight really shows how strong Deku is, that it took all of their combined forces to get him to break out of the funk he's in.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah. They had to do the super UA student rocket.
Which they have done before. Like, they did that in the, like, versus All for One.
See, and actually, that was probably the one thing.
They're gonna do it a third time.
They didn't have to do any, like, talking about what the plan was. It was actually really fun in that regard.
Yeah.
I was like, Deku just flew away. What could their plan possibly?
They already know.
They've already got an ice ramp and, like, railroad tracks going up. And I was like, whoa, this is great.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to see this. Do it. And they just, whoosh. And it was awesome. It was cool.
Our boy Ida was going so I was waiting for the sonic boom to happen, but I'm like, he might be dead from that. Never mind. But he was going so fast, he had an aura of heat around him. I just want to know how fast that is.
Yeah, an aura of heat. I don't think he could control his arms because they were just flapping behind
him. Yeah, death battle steps.
His costume, if you can call it armor, I don't know, was breaking apart.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty gnarly. I don't know how fast that is, but it was super fast. I guess when you're weightless, it doesn't matter.
Oh, that's true. He was weightless.
Yep. Super weightless.
Ooh, no gravity on him.
Actually, I'm replaying everything in my head because we just watched it a little bit ago.
Yeah.
So that's why they had Bakugo there carrying just a giant gloop of acid.
Yeah.
because he was just protected in the acid so he could speed up. That's crazy. That's all I'm saying.
It was a lot of different steps that was going on. And you know who didn't do anything? The laser naval guy, the guy who's calling out Animal.
No, actually, Animal Guy did something.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he did a quick distraction, which I thought was smart, because Deku's not going to, you know, start punching birds.
Yeah.
He hit him with like a flock of birds midair, so he couldn't do anything.
That's very funny.
Okay, but he says one line. He's like, they said you could come back. And I was like, and then he says, you know, the principal's totally fine with it. And for a second, when he said that, I was like, he means the birds? The birds said he could come back?
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. What? The birds said that.
That's, why does he need the birds' permission? That's crazy. Okay, well, sure,
the birds not? Own UA, of course.
Like, hey, the birds are like, you're good, man.
Yeah. And
go back to school.
As the squirrels do, the birds control the world. Oh my god, don't talk about that.
But yeah, I guess Naval Laser is the only guy that didn't do anything so far.
Kind of just, yeah. Invisible Girl.
Oh, yeah.
It was like the two of them running, and then it was, hey, I'm Mr. I make my skin real hard and can survive like a Gigantomachia punch or whatever, like open palm fist, which is crazy. And he's like, I'll just catch you guys, and I'm that strong. So,
yeah, if anything, it looked like he barely used his quirk to do that.
Yeah.
So that was pretty gnarly. Mm-hmm. Just caught him. I mean, like two nearly grown-sized people.
That was really cool. In addition, there was like a small nod to what may be happening next episode, is that they all came back to UA, and then there's all the people that they've taken in UA with some giant super walls, and all the UA people are angry at Deku and say, like, don't bring him here. Mm-hmm. I've seen that kind of stuff before, is like, you know, like if we're talking about Avatar, it's like wherever Aang is, there's trouble to follow. It's like, but that's the point, but you're also safer next to him at the same time. Like, it's both. He's the one of the strongest heroes out there, and once he can rest and recover, then he's going to be the number one to protect you.
Yeah, well, I guess that's the problem. None of those people apparently believe him,
yeah,
or have seen him. Mm-hmm. Actually, has he had any like screen time ever? Because I don't think he has, to be honest. Like, where the public has been able to see, like, hey,
no, it was just that battle. It was that battle at the end.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's enough for him, I guess, or for any of them, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that'd be cool. But, you know, I guess it's easier to negotiate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, they just want you. Go away.
Actually, you know, hey, let me give you a handshake. Excellent job on that segue. Because that's what Attack on Titan is all about, is negotiating. I would believe the entire hour we could basically say that that was the theme of what they were trying to get done.
That was a fun episode.
There was a good chunk of it that was about the rumbling coming out. Oh, by the way, if you're not caught up about Attack on Titan, this is season whatever, I think 4. It's their special episode for the finale of Attack on Titan. So go out there and watch Attack on Titan while we sit here and spoil everything. This is our spoiler cast. Yeah, the first part, we show off the rumbling and how destructive it is. Then we go into...
that was a good long scene, and I enjoyed
it. It was so messed up. It was so broken. Dude, the part where Eren's, like, crying to himself, and then crying to the kid, just saying, I'm sorry, and the kid just going, oh, I don't know if this is what he meant, but, you know, this guy did apologize
to me. I was wondering, I was like, does this kid even realize? Does he just, like, thinking back, like, that's what that weird guy was crying at me for?
Or if he was just like,
oh my god, or, yeah, I imagine he was more like, that's a big foot, and yeah, then he was about to die, you know? Then Patrick, was... bigger boo, run yeah away. But
yeah, that was all pretty insane. And then we see, like, Mikasa, we got her plan, and then we have leave, and then get on Eren. And that's, like, the episode real quick. I thought that whole scene with... where they all, like, teleport in the... And I don't know if I'm jumping ahead of something you want to talk sure about. But where Eren pulls everybody into his mindscape. Yeah. And they're all there for, like, a handful of minutes. And then they leave. And then he does it again. And he goes, hey, just let you all know, you know, love you. But I gotta kill everybody else. So that way, you know, we're all safe. And he's just like, yeah, also, I think what? His brother? That's what who was next to him? As a kid version?
You know what? Actually, I wasn't sure. I didn't realize if that was Zeke or not. I couldn't tell.
Kid Zeke? Yeah, it was kind of hard to tell.
Like, I thought it could have been that original person, but I guess it would make more sense if it was Zeke. But
yeah,
either way, I did think it was cool, actually, that point when they got, like, transported back to that realm. It was just because they were like, hey, what if Aaron wants us to stop him? Hey, maybe he does. Poof, you're in the thing. Hey, you all figured it out. Welcome to the final round.
Yeah. Then he's like, just to let you know, all your discussion that you want to make towards me, it's not going to work. I don't care about it. But I figured I would tell you now to stop trying to tell me to get out of this.
But hey, feel free to stop me. By all means,
exactly. Go ahead. Yeah.
You won't be able to, but I'm going to do my thing, okay? So, you know,
he's good so
luck,
confident.
Good luck, okay?
Yeah.
Goodbye. And I don't know. I mean, it was cool of the guy just to be like, I'm not going to stop you guys, mm-hmm. but, you know, I'm going to, I got to do me.
Yeah, well, and that's also what, like, I kind of, like, well, what he's doing is terrible and awful. But him not being, like, whiny about it is just going, like, hey, you guys do you, I'll do me, and we'll see who comes out on top at the end. I'm, like, great, like, discussionary tactics from Aaron just going, like, hey, everybody's free to do whatever they want. Also, I tricked my brother into doing this, but, you know, F him. Also, I made a bone version of him out of my skeleton.
Yeah. Yeah, that thing's pretty gnarly looking every time I see it.
I don't like it.
I'm not a big fan.
Yeah. But on the other hand, their plan to be like, hey, we're going to throw explosive at his neck and get him out. I'm like, you really think that easy?
I don't know. I mean, maybe they're hoping that he's so massive that he's not going to be able to
protect that tiny pot.
Yeah. You know, kind of like a Death Star sort of thing. You know, you just got to go for that.
Yeah,
that
so.
Thermal exhaust port.
Yeah, I guess
I don't
so.
Know.
Yeah,
I guess so. I'm not really sure. Because, yeah. At the same time, it's not like any of the Colossal Titans can really help. They're all way smaller, right?
Yeah, that's true.
If there were Flying Titans, problem.
That'll be the next series of Attack on Titan. The Flying Titan.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that was pretty insane. I like just overall that they have decided to, like, make longer scenes instead of, like, try to slam a bunch of lore at us. They've done that, like, with a couple different episodes in Attack on Titan so far, where they're like, hey, here's a little bit of a lore dump, or, like, a lot of story in a small amount of time. I'm like, an hour of time is almost perfect for Attack on Titan to be like, hey, we're gonna kind of play with the time a little bit.
It definitely worked out this episode, mm-hmm. and I hope it keeps working out the way it did. It was timed very well.
Yeah.
Like I said, that whole, you know, terrifying scene of the rumbling, that lasted a good amount of time. I was very happy with that. I think
very
that was a solid,
it.
Like, 15-ish yep. minutes. And I was like, great. That's awesome. This
yeah.
is all terrifying and horrible. I love seeing it. And then I think we get to see a little bit more again.
Oh, his giant laser beam that came out of his head or something?
I'm not remembering that.
Okay.
I was thinking of the moment that we, you know, we lose. Wait, we didn't say anything about spoiler lists, right? Just make
it. No, no, no.
That
no.
for a second.
This
okay.
will, I, you know, we're spoiling.
So Hanj.
Earmuffs?
That oh. was pretty. That was
oh,
pretty
yeah. That was pretty
Her
brutal.
Whole thing. I don't know why she did that. <'Cause>, I know she was like, I feel this. It's my exit.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Well, she's a little bit insane.
Well, I guess so. I mean, after everything that's happened, I mean, who isn't?
And to be fair, other things that have killed those Titans are not one human. So good job on her.
Yeah.
For taking out these ginormous Titans. But also, I'm sorry, but, like, there's too many of them. There's, like, far too many. And it's like, I'm sorry, you're all just done with their big square feet.
Yeah, I hate those feet. I hate them. You know, they're, like, weird. They're human feet, but they're shaped like elephant feet.
They are.
And it looks just painful and
you know,
awful.
We have so far that Johnny doesn't like. He doesn't like gremlin fingers from Demon Slayer.
Yeah,
and now
Nezuko's gremlin fingers.
Yeah.
They were too short and stubby, and uh-huh. the nails were just, like, long.
Yep.
It was gross.
Yep.
I just didn't like it. And then these Attack on Titan feet. Because it's, like, regular foot. Because this is what a foot, like, it looks like, obviously, just... Like, I can't even do it.
It's
like,
oh, it's so flat.
It just becomes a square.
Yeah.
Like that, a trunk. It's awful.
So if somebody out there can make me a fusion between Netsuko's gremlin paws and these Attack on Titan square feet, that would be much appreciated.
That's terrible.
It is terrible.
Don't waste your resources.
No, waste your resources. No. Let me see it. Post it down below or post me a link.
Fools. Don't do it.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to another Weekend Talk. Again, for those of you who are like, what's going on? Lucky has disappeared from the channel, but due to furthering his own brain space in life. And we are here. We're trying to retool our schedules and trying to get a handle on everything as we go forward, which might take us a little time because we still got work life. Yeah, so bear with us and we will come back out with entertaining content. If you don't just like listening to us. like, subscribe, review, get our name out there, and we will see you next week. But as always, keep
it
casual. Ramble, ramble.